Good Friday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing sponsored by Goldman Sachs.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Let's kick off this Friday with a look at where we are in politics right now. The Catholic Speaker of the House tried to force the Catholic House Chaplain to resign. A week later, he unresigned and essentially accused the Speaker's Chief of Staff of an anti-Catholic bias. The Speaker's Chief of Staff issued a rare on-the-record statement denying that allegation. The Speaker backed down, allowing him to stay.
Meanwhile, the President of the United States is in a prolonged feud with a porn star. His attorney's office was first raided, then it came out that his calls were being logged. A Republican candidate for the Senate in West Virginia, a man who has been in prison for violating mine safety, is suggesting Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is rich because of his wife's Chinese family. The GOP candidate himself sought Chinese citizenship at some point. McConnell's wife, a two-time cabinet secretary who is now transportation secretary, is an American with a wildly successful career.
The president's doctor released a health report that the president himself dictated. He said this after his office was raided by two of Trump's employees who were in search of his health records.
Annie Carney and I are reporting this morning that Kellyanne Conway is at least temporarily taking a more active role in White House communication strategy. While Conway isn't taking over as communications director, no word yet on who will fill that role, she announced at an off-campus retreat for the comms department at a federal building near the White House last week that she would be playing a bigger role running the operation, according to multiple sources. The shift comes as the White House is still trying to fill the void left by former comms director Hope Hicks, whose job has now sat vacant since she departed in March. Conway also asked the group assembled to share their thoughts on the White House's comms strategy.
The AP scooped that Trump's new lawyer, Emmett Flood, is a top contender to become White House counsel. BuzzFeed is reporting that Corey Lewandowski is trying to repair relationships at the RNC in order to become more involved in the party's 2018 strategy. On the investigations front, the Washington Post reports that analysts believe Rudy Giuliani's media blitz is giving federal investigators new leads and evidence. CNBC reports that Bob Mueller is focusing in on the links between Roger Stone and Rick Gates.
The LA Times is reporting that California Representative Tony Cardenas is denying uncorroborated allegations of molesting a teenage girl. And we've got more on EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt's never-ending political problems. The New York Times is reporting that Pruitt's coziness with lobbyists includes buying a house with one as a state senator in Oklahoma 15 years ago, while The Atlantic is up with a piece on how Pruitt's aides have been trying to push negative stories about Ryan Zinke.
Here's what's on the president's schedule today. Trump will fly to Dallas to give a speech at the NRA's leadership convention. Afterwards, he'll return to Washington. Heads up, get your tickets. The congressional baseball game is June 14th at Nats Park. That's the first anniversary of the shooting that took place at the Republican practice last year. Gates will open at 5:30. The first pitch will be at 7:05 as Democrats look to defend their title. All proceeds go to the Congressional Sports for Charity. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.